Welcome to the crib. Before we start, I just want to make it clear that I always stand corrected. If I make any mistake, if I misinterpret, if I misyan during this episode, just reach out to me respectfully. Your feedback helps me improve. So let's get started. Ask more just on to just you. Just a is a story, Sha. My experience with roommates. Well, I'm sure you will learn one or two things from me when it comes to having roommates, especially if you are still in school, especially if you are still in 100 level. Especially if you have roommates. When I was 100 level, yeah, I had 6 roommates. No, sorry, I had 5. We were 6 in a room. We were supposed to be 8. Just imagine. So before, like I mentioned in the other episode, in the previous episode, that I did diploma. So when I was in diploma, I was even alone actually. So it became sad and I was like, okay, I want to have, and it wasn't like a thought that I just said I wanted to have someone with me shake it. I just met someone in tutorial lesson for all these diploma lessons. And from there, we started to vibe. And he told me that they stole his phone inside the mosque. They stole, like, you see, you people, you don't used to fear God. How you, even inside church, how you be stealing inside church? And you still come back and before me, you now no get shame. They stole his phone. It's Ninu Moshalashi alone. So I was like, yeah, and he said he was looking for a partner to stay and those kind of things. I was honest, I was like, Omo, I like this guy. Okay. Afabu, come and stay with me now. So, Omo. Yeah, so back then I was very young, normal now. Omo bought into the car, and he was not Omo bought, obviously. So, I had this issue with one babe. I wish I met him before that thing happened. He would have given me advice. He's not telling me the advice and everything. I still was also so obsessed with the girl anyways. The girl cut me off. She brutally, she did me dead. In fact, I knew I deserved it. But, I lock up. So, after diploma, things didn't go well. I had to start again from 100 level. So, in 100 level, I had 6 roommates. 5 roommates, sorry. Plus me making 6. The room was actually big. It was a big room. Everybody has their own locker. So yeah, when I got into the room, all of them were doing their thing. All of them were already vibing, and it's like I was the last person left. And I came in, I said, I was just looking, because then I wasn't social then. I don't really relate to anybody. I was more of an introvert from the beginning. And this has been since secondary school. I remember clearly since GS3, I'm at the back of the class. No, in GS3, I was at the side, was at the back, rear. I don't talk to anybody. If you talk to me, sure. And I have friends, but my friends is pa mood. So let's say this week, I sit down with Tokwe. The next to me, I'll sit down with him. I'll sit down beside him for like 2 days. Yes, I'll go and sit down with another person. So I've always been an introvert. So maybe I still am an introvert, I'm not sure. But to me, I feel like I'm in the middle. Because you understand? I still always want my space. She gets, but I can obviously relate with people. So back then, you know, as I got in, it was just, I wasn't really expecting anything. I was just my life. We introduced ourselves, normal. I'm saying this best of the memory that I can remember. So yeah, we were going along. You understand? We had a pharmacy student. I had engineering, 2 engineers, 2 lawyer, and I was really geography students. So, you know, and suddenly I started to notice, after we were blending in for like 2-3 days, I noticed that the room just dirty anyhow. Men, boys. I won't say men because we're still boys. Maybe I'm still a boy self, I don't know. We're still, I was very upset, almost see, let us do sweeping roster for our head. I picked Friday. Did I? Was it Friday? I can't remember. I should have picked the day. And all of us were just, you know, saying, hey, cool, cool, cool. Me, I did not know how to cook food. So it was my guy, the one that I got close to with, Demola. Demola has more memory than me. I wish you were on this. I wish I hosted him on this as a guest, because he was one that I remember most, because he's a lawyer, so he has sharp memory. Me. my own hard drive, he do some. So yeah, so we got along well. Me, and then I don't just even used to go out. Just always there on top of the bunk, playing game and watching film. Finish. No girls, no talking to girls. Not talking to girls. Actually, I had a girlfriend that was long distance. And the annoying part is having a girlfriend, if you can really, I'm very sure, if you are an introvert or if you're the kind of person that you like your things, they will start entering. Now my wife did that. God, I always feel embarrassed. And I don't want to call her for where did she get our. So I had to like go outside to call her. And it wasn't all the time she gets, but at least. So it goes to the stage that, Afana. Then they used to call me Jubril. I don't know why. It's one guy just started calling me Jubril for unnecessary reasons. So he started saying, Afa, you know, your this girlfriend, she did call you, be bad person, no. You could not even be. And so they just started making me to feel bad. I said, I'm on that truth. I said, make I break up with the baby. Can you imagine how stupid I was? Like, why would you break up with the baby? We don't, you understand? At least that was then, no. That means I didn't know anything then. I didn't know how the world be. Weird. So, I mean, cringe. So, I had to break up with the baby. You know, each 1 week, you go back together. So, I had to learn that tomorrow. I'm not really comfortable with all this roommate stuff. She gets. So, privacy, no day. And it was a general toilet in the hostel, so normal. So, but I got to make friends. She gets from their own friends. I didn't have my own friend until I met one guy. I'm not going to introduce right now. If he's listening, he knows himself. So I met him. That's a hair. But before I met him, I was just there making friends from this my roommate. When I was another level, what I did not understand is your roommate doesn't necessarily have to be your friend. Yes. Especially when you are much like that. They don't necessarily have to be your friends. You guys just share your room. You don't have to tell the person everything. And you don't have to be a very, very close person. She gets. You have to balance it. Because it's the person that you are seeing every day in your room. She gets. You understand what I'm saying now? I don't know how it is for the babe side. I'm just saying my own. So, over time, when I got tired, I tried to convince them, my parents, to let me stay off campus. They didn't agree. Okay, and that's on the level like that. On the level, I switched to hostels. Then that one, we were four in the room. Got along well, everything started going. Until then, too, I still didn't have a girlfriend. I still have babe. I later broke up with that babe. during COVID, yes. So I'm not saying this as bad guy, but it was not intentional. So I had anger issues then. That was then. But now we've gone, yes, and emotional intelligence. Power of emotional intelligence. But then I had anger issues. So any small thing, by I don't snap. And it's just more of vocal shit gets. It's not physical, it's not a physical thing. But that was back then anyways. So like what happened was I was talking to her, I was crying on the phone, and she called the call on me. And she said, no, I can't finish. I'm not doing again. It's very, very silly. So that one, shall I finish. To another level, I was healing from that relationship. So I still did not go out. I don't go out to. And then I was into graphics, digital art. So that was what I spent my time doing in the room. Just focusing on myself and honing my skills. At least you can see the cover art image. I'm the one I did by myself. So I have something to show for it, at least. At least you like the cover art. I'm very, very sure the thing you like them. So I was busy doing the honing my skills and just focusing on myself, thinking that focusing myself because I didn't improve. The only thing I was improving on was my art. Apart from that, she bought. So we had room. Our room is there. Let me share this thing too. So yeah, those ones. Another part is this particular guy. You be bringing me. I'll not be excusing the room for him. And I'm like, why could he do this sky levels? Mister, he got to the point that I got that mobilizing me. I go find people because all this oppression is too much. She gets at the beginning, it was just me and him, so I have to excuse the room for him. I was just level, was on the level. Imagine, you know, that guy left. On the level boy safety, the carry baby, I never car. Which sky level be this? And as well. So friends, and from I made good friends, honestly. Till today that we are still if I enter their DM today, those are the kind of friendships that I like. She gets. So and I really, really if I enter the DM, say if I jigging go, we just so he gets. So we get to know each other, we got to bond from different other rooms though. Like that. Mm-hmm. So, but when it comes to the normal roommate things, you understand that this guy then is still a kid. To me now, he must have matured. He's very normal. Because everything that he was doing, me already done it already. That's just it. That's just the thing of life. When you meet another person and is advising you on something, even though you have your ego does not want to allow you to listen to accept what he's saying, just listen. She get and put it in your heart that when the thing don't happen to you, that you gone told me. But you know now, then even if you see my face, you will not look at me like this guy old, because I'm still a small boy, at least to me. Happy. Yeah, we all got along well, but it got to the chores. That's the everything that used to cause fights between roommates. Yeah, I never really fought with anybody. All throughout, I never fought. But that's because I left hostel to the level. So all of us vibed. In fact, that's on a level. No. You see, when I was in school, the 2 years that I loved the most, 200 level and 400 level, those two, oh my God, it was the best. Though, for that's an introvert life for you. I'm not like, I remember I said, I'm not full introvert. But to the extent, no. It was... For me, I was happy because I didn't expect that I would have friends like that. I didn't expect that, you understand, I would be able to vibe with some people. Coming me ahead, I just thought, I never actually thought about how my friend level would be like. She gets. I even told myself that I won't even do convocation. That was to tell you how introvert is. I won't talk this English. That's how bad it was at the beginning. But it changed over time when I wanted, because I'm a person that I love memories. All my 2023 images now, I have them backed up. Like, bro, all the pictures that I have with these guys since 2011, they are somewhere. I've kept them somewhere. I will just pop up and go and show them. That's what I like. I'm a person, I like memories. So I don't now want to now allow one introvert mood, want to spoil those things for me. When I was 2011, I had mood swings. You see, this is like that emotion started getting even worse. From anger issues to mood swings. I can be happy with you right now and I've turned to depression. Mr. Depression. I can be depressed and one click, I'm happy. No be say no reason as if say they send me money. They say they send me money now. Person go even talk, say okay, yes. So something shall happen in the hostel that I didn't really want to. I just said, look, it has reached. Okay, let me just see when I tried to have girlfriend. When I tried to have girlfriend in 200 level, this babe, she was the roommate, she was my roommate's babe. Like my roommate's babe. She's the roommate of my roommate's babe. What the fuck? So, yeah. So I tried, I don't really sabi the and shab, but I tried my own kidney. But that's because you know, we say I didn't really sabi, but I was on more of a calm season. When I was on the level, I'm kind of guy that if I see you today, I'll let you know straight up that I just want to wipe and I don't want anything to have to do with you. Now, I had to learn the I had to learn it the rough way that that's not how everything is. You see that you are as a guy, you say, you don't want to do corner, so you want to go straight to the point. But when you go straight to the point, the girl doesn't agree. Should I tell you why? Because the girl doesn't like you. Finish. If she liked you, you don't even need to say it. Before you even say it, you would have agreed. Some girls, they won't date you. I said it in this thing, Friends Benefits episode. I said, some girls, they won't do Friends Benefits before they now date you. She gets. Some people, if they like, as she likes you, if you tell her that you are not interested in a relationship, that you just want wipes, she will agree. Why? Because she likes you already. Finish. When I was on that level, I did not know this one. I had to learn this one by myself. But that time, I just thought, because when I was doing diploma, I was trying all those things, it didn't work. So I said, okay, I'll be crazy to the point. It got to the stage, I was even entering one older lady like that. And it worked though. But she said she can only find the benefit with me because I don't have money. So that let you know how long this friend's benefit thing has been going. This you must have money since when I was in another level. Can you imagine? That's like 3 years ago or four. Now imagine, or even before then. So as I was saying in that episode, that it's not as if I'm trying to change anything, but it's a suggestion, it's an opinion. It can start from any one of you that have listened to it. And from there, everything can change. Finish. I believe so. Actually, I left 2011. I wanted to come and stay on my own in 2011. It was from then I started leaving my comfort zone to start to relate, starting getting social. In fact, I didn't even get social finish. But at least to an extent, she get. But my face, I'm a body, butter, big cheeks. Too cute. If you see me, you can't even see me, but this one, talele, talomode, is this small boy. So that's the blessing me I have. Let me tell you something. When I was in diploma, I was like, are you those girls who are not even ugly? Am I ugly? Depression. I think that I'm ugly. He can't enter. I think he reached 100 levels. And I just like, wait though. Look, we say I'm ugly, Jerry. My face just small. The moment I just felt that, look, in a small boy face I get, I can use it to my advantage. That thing just left. You see, all these things, just mindset. Whatever insecurities that you have, try and change it. She gets, try and just find a good thing about yourself and use that good about yourself to go. She gets. So 2011 was basically on my own. Didn't really want to have time for roommates and I had time for girls now. it was sweet. No. But yeah, throughout school though, I didn't have a girlfriend. But sure, I wipe. I wipe. Say I come Oscar, no wipe. God forbid. I wipe. That one, I do that one. So, if not because of, say, that my neighbor that I told you about in the other episode too. That one was the closest I got. So, but if it's that's the reason I cried for in school, girlfriend. But, we're busy focusing on other things. Even school self gone, we just rough out. Alhamdulillah. If you are still in school, you try, you go do. I bet they thought that you do good. So yeah, that's it for this episode. I hope you are entertained. I hope you learned something. Wait, are we done? No. We are not done. Chill. Let me tell you something about this roommate of a thing. I can never finish an episode without giving an advice, no matter how long it wants to be. Learn how to have communication with the person that you are living with. Know the person that you are living with. How can you say you have a roommate you don't even know what his parents are doing? How can you say you have a roommate and you don't even know what course he is doing? You guys have been living in the same apartment for 1 year. Are you okay? If anything happens, go. So, just like, the most important thing is when it comes to those chores, my guy, it's not easy, but if two of you can cook, okay, no problem. Someone should cook, someone should wash plates. Agreed. Well, or because obviously you can't do that in all the time. So you'll be swapping it. I cook today, you wash plate. You cook today, I wash plate. Finish. Bro, I'm telling you, that's the only piece that you can. If not, emma unnecessarily. Unnecessarily. Tell them for toilet once per week. I wash my own this week. Especially if you are just two in a room. She gets. I wash this week. You wash next week. The same thing with the room. But whoever is washing the bedroom, the other person will do the room that week. And like that, bro, I'm telling you, if you do these things, you will not even have issue with roommates. Now with babes too. If your roommate have babe, make sure you have girlfriend. Bro, make sure you get babe with a wipe. If not, you go day oppressed. Unless you be excusing him. You go call the commode room. That is just ego play, no matter though. Go to the commode room for him. You get you to go and look for one when he owns it, you call you come out. what are you saying? Yeah, you have to just balance it though. She gets you just have to balance it. Who is tidying this up? Who is doing this? Who is cooking? Who is washing plates? What else is there? Some other things you guys vibe. Who is fetching water if you guys have water issues? That's just like the most relatable thing when you're in school. Especially yourself, you're not staying in a very, very good environment. But all in all, it's best to just stay alone for a while and have your friends come and visit you. That one's everyday. For girls, if friends of mine used to say that they prefer to have roommate too. Yeah, they cannot stay alone. For security, it's good. She gets security is good, but girls, they have their own drama. I will try and host somebody, a friend, with roommate experience too. Another episode by God's grace. So yeah, once again, thank you for listening. I hope you had a wonderful time, because me I had a wonderful time. So see you in the next episode.